Relic Radio.
This is Relic Radio Sci-Fi, old-time radio, science fiction stories from RelicRadio.com.
Any further. We're upwind from the ship. There won't be any fallout. If only we could have saved her. There'd have been somewhere to shelter, at least. Oh, some world we've come down on. Others went at an angle. Oh, maybe we were lucky. Maybe the ship won't blow.
We weren't lucky. The ship has flown.
Goodbye, old ship, and all who flew in her. Goodbye, dear Mother Earth. Gentlemen, if you could tell me, a poor, bewildered engineer, just where in the universe we put Doc, I'll be very grateful.
The new soak and pre-wash powder brings you SF-68. Stories which plunge vividly into other worlds, other dimensions, other times. SF-68.
A letter from Mrs. Bookbites of Spoon Street, Lakeside, Cape Town during the week, and she wrote to me about biotechs. She said, my daughter's gym tunic was very badly stained. With the results, she would not wear it. I decided to try biotechs, which you advertised, and I soaked the garment for a few hours, and much to my amazement, the stains disappeared. I've spoken about this product to my friends who are now using biotechs, and I'd like to say a big thank you for making this product available to us. Well, as I've been saying for a little while, Mrs. Bookbites and you other ladies, Biotex is absolutely marvelous when it comes to helping get rid of those very stubborn stains. I've kept on emphasizing that you let soaking do your washing. And you will notice that these stains just vanish by using Biotex merely by soaking overnight or for a couple of hours in warm water or pre-washing in your washing machine. It is spelt B-I-O-T-E-X.
SF-68 presents The Cage, adapted for radio and produced by Michael McKay.
Pretty inhospitable.
temperature always 85 degrees Fahrenheit, and this constant drizzle of rain. Holy.
Boyle, they know all this.
I'd like to ask you, Doctor, what do you think our chances of being picked up on?
It seems there is no intelligent life.
Yeah, hang on, Doctor.
Miss Davidson, I think Dr. Boyle will agree with me when I say our chances are slim. No communication is possible with other ships or with planet stations when the interstellar drive is operating. When we snapped out of the drive, we sent out a distress signal, but we couldn't say where we were. We shall have to establish ourselves here. Build more huts, like this one. Perhaps a little drier than this one. The tragedy is our ship. If only it hadn't disintegrated. But at least we were all clear.
We'll have to work hard, pull together. We've got to give our descendants as good a start as possible. If ever we are picked up, well, that would be wonderful. But as I see it, there's little chance.
Can you guarantee that our children will have a good chance of survival?
Miss Davidson, I can't guarantee anything. I have no instruments, no drugs, no rights. All I can tell you is that your chances of safe deliveries are far better than they would have been on Earth during, say, the 18th century.
One thing we must avoid is degeneration. We have formed the council. The women are outnumbered heavily. We want no trouble. We have to maintain some standard of civilization. We must have no crimes of passion. We, the council, must decide. We must be the ultimate court. About 4 hours of daylight left. John Terrence, Michael Warner, have your men assembled. We have to begin the construction of the third hut.
Anybody else?
I
I'm holding out my hand. Doc, hold. Did you get a look at them? Whoever, whatever it is that caught us? No, nothing. I felt you, the two of you, in the net. The rest of us scattered. I didn't remember anything after. Doctor, where are you going?
I just found something here. Lever sort of thing.
Oh, Dr. Boyle, please come.
Oh, that's better. See something now.
Lying at the height of, above the rain clouds, sea, jungle. Look!
What is it?
A Melvin Scarf, our ship? A Melvin Scarf is there. We're dropping down to it. We're going down.
We're going to be all right.
There is intelligent life here after all. We're okay. Out of that terrible rain.
Safe, Mary, safe.
We've got to let them know we want some sort of powwow. They just can't it off like this without...
Shh.
Someone here.
Please.
Coming fast. I wonder what they're like.
Now, ladies, we're speaking about biotechs in a series of programs that Mrs. E.B. Granger of Gordon Road, Heathfield in the Cape wrote to say that she decided to try our biotechs just to see if it lived up to our claims. And she said, I bought a packet, and lo and behold, it actually did just what the advert said. I'm so proud of the children's white shirts, the hankies, and the underwear, that I want to say it will be biotechs for me every washing day from now on. Some of my family's accessories were left with fried stains, but now, thanks to biotech soaking, they come out white, and the stains do go away, as you say. Now, that is the statement from Mrs. Granger of Heathfield of the Cape, and it bears out what we have been saying to you ladies ever since biotechs first came on the market. We said to you, it is different to any washing product that you've ever used before. We claim that the stubborn stains will vanish, and people like Mrs. Granger bear out our claims. Remember, biotechs.
See Mary now. She's sitting down, I think. It's ridiculous. It's so... They, whatever the devil they are, they must think we come from that planet. We're... Merciful heavens, you realize what we are. We're specimens. Caged like animals. And the greatest insult of all, after all that time in their ship, free from this drizzle, they've given it back to us in our cage. Because they think we can't live without it. Oh, the wretched irony of it.
Cages on all sides. Poor Mary. Poor dear Mary.
The zoo. How long were we in their ship, Doc?
3 days, a week. In that darkness, how could I know? Why didn't they want us to look out of the ports?
Not forget the first sight of the one that came in to see us as long as I live. I thought for a minute Mary had died. She didn't seem to be breathing.
We're on another planet, that's for sure. This one's like... unlike Earth.
Sunshine. Look at it. And we are cooped up in here. Quiet about, you ugly little... Pull yourself together. So far, we haven't been ill-treated. We're all right. Apart from this blasted rain and the humidity in here. But if you go on like that, how are we ever going to convince them that we're a rational being?
Okay. What did you say?
I said we're all right apart from the humidity and...
No. The bit about rational... You mean...
But I thought you'd realize. They think we're animals. They don't consider us intelligent.
What?
Well, look at us. We're naked. Our clothes have rotted. The process began on our first planet. And all that steam and moisture, and well, clothes can't stand
up. We know all that.
I'm trying to tell you, Hawkins. We don't look like them.
fleshy beetle things shaped like beer barrels as tentacles. Don't you see, we look to them as they look to us. Aliens, yes, but they don't even realize we can read them.
But how long are they going to keep us like this?
Oh, here are more of them coming outside. They're just staring. They wear clothes.
I'd have to take poor Mary and put her in a different cage. I'm going to die.
Is it obvious why they segregated her?
Even Miss Wayne, just one warm article.
What? They realized she was of a different sex. Perhaps they thought we'd fight or something.
Well, how'd they know that? I mean, well, we've got to prove that we're rational beings.
Try Pythagoras' theorem on them again.
We tried that.
Again. Maybe they were stupid yesterday.
It is a zoo. Look at them.
Use those pieces of reed over there. Make the triangle. Go on. I'll construct the square.
Look, they're eating. They carry sweets in their pockets. Apart from their looks, they're sort of human.
I wish they were allowed to feed the animals. I'm sick of that darn fungus. Finished?
There you are, then, you stupid, fat, great lumps of... That's Pythagoras' theorem. Now let us out, you ignorant.
Oh, it's sunshine out there. We're under this perpetual bathroom shower.
They're going away.
Head up, brother.
I wish they'd let Mary come in here with us. At least we'd all be together then.
Let's recapitulate. Nothing else to do. Now, we were taken from our camp by the helicopter.
Hey, you would see what they put in the left-hand cage since last night. Seemed like a very great lobster with feeders. They think we're the same as that.
We were taken to the survey ship, a vessel that seemed in no way superior to Earth's interstellar ships.
They switched off the hose pipes. Too late for me. I'm dying. Wonder why.
Just hope they don't put it back on again. You assure us, Hawkins, that the survey ship used air and half drive or something very like it, huh?
Correct. They've taken Mary away.
What?
What are they going to do to her?
Well,
do you think they're going to finish that, sir? Maybe they don't know the difference between a man and a woman. Perhaps they've taken her to cut her up and... No,
hold on. We don't know. We on Earth vivisected animals. That's how we discovered...
But we're not animals.
They don't know that. Listen, we've got to persuade them that we're intelligent.
Listen, the whole history of man is a history of a fire-making, tool-using animal.
Then make fire. The tools and use them.
What with? None of us even wears false teeth. Even so, when I was a youngster, there was among the cadets in the interstellar ships a revival of old arts and crafts. We thought of ourselves as direct descendants from the line of old Windjammer sailormen. So we learned how to splice rope and wire, how to tie fancy knots and all the rest of it. We were in a passenger ship, you see. We used to make baskets secretly. Used to paint them vivid colors and then sell them to the passengers as genuine souvenirs from the lost planet Arcturus VI. In the end, the old man and the mate found
out.
It's rather distressing, but
we could prove we baskets and prove that we're intelligent that way.
It might work. It might just work.
You could teach us.
On the other hand, there are birds on Earth that weave bowers for their mates, aren't there? Nesting time. Mating time, then. They might just think.
We'll give it a go.
So, we've stripped the tree ferns, woven every down bit of bedding into a ruddy basket. And what do we get? They must think we're blasted birds. All they give us is Miss Mary Hart.
Thank you very much, Miss Hart.
Anybody think you were relieved to know that Mary hadn't been taken somewhere off for some hideous experiment?
Oh, I am. I'm just wondering what our beetle friends expect us to do with Mary now they've thrown her in with us.
Come into my basket, Mary. I've made a nest for you.
Oh, boy.
Are you?
While we can laugh at ourselves, there's hope. When we can't, we're dead.
He's right. Dr. Boyle's right. Oh, I wonder how the rest of them are getting on in that other world.
Fighting now, I should imagine, without us there,
policemen.
I'm sick of fungus. All the same, just both of you. Keep your hands to yourselves as far as Mary's concerned. Yeah? She's my girl.
Bennett, in the circumstances... I hardly think there's any need.
And that goes for you too, you old goat.
Don't be a fool, Bennett. This isn't the time or the place for this sort of thing.
If you don't mind, why are you discussing my safety in this dripping prison? I'd like to remind you that I'm nobody's girl, and I can look after myself. Thank you very much. Now, can we please try and convince these fecal creatures that were intelligent, rational beings before we're all taken away and vivisected.
Part of it. They could. I must be that way.
something we can do to make them understand we're not their equivalent of monkeys, though.
Talk what? We made baskets. We played games. We counted. Using ourselves as sort of counting beats. We've even played chess. Ourselves as chess pieces. Though, why the devil we should expect these creatures, all these mightiest from Earth, to know about chess, I can't imagine. They don't understand our speech. We've nothing civilized to show them, not even an ornament of any kind. I give up.
We can't give up. We can't give up. We do, we're as good as dead.
And now they've taken even little Jim away. Oh, I liked him. He was fun in his little cage.
You wanted to kill him, remember?
Forget it, Bennett. Forget it, Bennett. Poetry.
Oh, what do we do? No!
Friday night at 9:30 to SF 68.